T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
9.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Speaking of the Rock, we're looking for new Rock girls. That's right, the 2019 KISW Rock Girl search is on. So if you know a girl that would make the perfect Rock Girl, or if you go, hey, I would be the perfect Rock Girl, here's where you got to go, KISW.com. It's an awesome gig. We'd love to have you join our family. Go to KISW.com, get all the info you need.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Maybe we can whack him instead. It's Whack It Wednesday.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! Yeah, get those wavy arms in the air and wave them around.
Like you don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Dave in Everett to take on Steve. Dave, are you there, sir?
I am here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Very excited about this show, and it's sold out, so this is pretty cool. Ooh. Glorious Sons, the band that I'm obsessing over. They're playing over at the Tractor Tavern on March 13th, and the show is sold out, so the only way you'll be able to go to the show is by winning it on Beat Migs. Go to KISW.com for more details.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out of here, buddy.
Whack it.
For those playing at home, Dave will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Dave, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What star of the movie Basketball Diaries did not win his first Oscar until 2016?
Gabriel.
Yes. What volcanic rock floats in water?
Magma.
No.
Lava.
No.
Pumice.
Yes. What relation is Barbie to Skipper?
Sister.
Yes. Baseball games are divided into segments of play called what?
Innings.
Yes. Which city is the setting for Sex and the City?
New York City.
Yes. Crayola had the crayon color flesh changed to what fruit name in 1962?
Peach.
Yes. In medieval times, what was an Iron Maiden used for?
For torture.
Yes. What does the MS in MSNBC stand for?
Microsoft?
Yes. What is a meteor called when it reaches the Earth's surface?
An asteroid.
No.
A comet.
No.
A meteorite.
Yes.
Nice.
Including both teams, how many soccer players should be on the field at the same time?
22?
Yes. And wow, Dave, you got a perfect 10.
Whoa,
not bad.
There's
maybe
a way to whack Steve.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get one.
Yeah,
this is exciting.
Not a bad situation.
Whack it.
Not at all.
I like today.
I like today, too.
I like today because Stevie's going to go down. Wow.
Did you start with an English accent and then go to like a southern one right there?
Yes. That's exactly. That's how you do.
Yeah.
That just goes to show you how versatile I am.
You went from Sherlock Holmes to Billy Bob Thornton real quick.
real quick.
Hello, Watson.
Ah, Dan.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What star of the movie Basketball Diaries did not win his first Oscar until 2016?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes!
Boom.
What volcanic rock floats in water?
What volcanic rock floats in lava?
No.
Volcanic rock? Ash.
No.
Sulfur.
No. What relation is Barbie to Skipper?
Oh, they're brothers and sisters.
Sisters, yes. Baseball games are divided into segments of play called what?
Well, innings.
Yes. No, which city is the setting for Sex and the City?
Really?
Manhattan.
No.
New York City.
Yes. Crayola had the crayon color flesh changed to what fruit name in 1962?
What?
Crayola had the crayon color flesh changed to what fruit name in 1962? Yes. In medieval times, what was an Iron Maiden used for?
Rockin'.
No.
Punishment.
Yes. What does the MS in MSNBC stand for?
Microsoft?
Yes.
Oh, what Microsoft. Is a
what is a meteor called when it reaches the Earth's surface?
Volcano?
No.
That's it.
Lava?
No.
Asteroid?
No. One, wow. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You lose.
Oh.
But don't feel too bad. Dave got a perfect 10.
Yeah. Oh, nice work, Dave.
Yeah.
Smart, man.
He's a very smart
man. He is smart, BJ.
Good job, Dave.
Thanks.
All right, you hang on the line.
I think he kind of surprised himself there.
Right. Tell you how to get your prize later on, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, man, I guess.
He did know that a meteor, when it hits the surface, is a meteorite.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And he also knew that the volcanic rock that floats in water is pumice.
Yeah. I would never have gotten that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that either.
Wouldn't have gotten that.
Even though I know that word. And I think, isn't that like, don't you clean yourself with pumice or something?
Yeah, you can scrape all the dead stuff off your feet.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow. And BJ.
Yes, sir?
You forgot something.
Oh, no, I haven't forgot it. I figured I'd let you tell him everything you got wrong, and then I'd play it. But thank you for reminding me.
Okay, then, yeah. Then, I mean, that was all the ones you got wrong. Yeah.
Way to look out for him.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that.
He knows that we need this.
There we go.
What a great way to start a hump day.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations to Dave on beating Steve.
Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize. That's a pretty sweet thing. And how about you getting to see Glorious Sons? That's a nice prize to get.
That's going
to
be a fun show.
Yeah. I know you're a big fan of those guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's one of those shows that I'm willing to sacrifice a weeknight to go out and see him play. It's like a Wednesday night.
That says a lot.
It does now.
You have to get up early, seriously.
Yeah.
So for you to go see a band on a weeknight when you have to get up as early as you do, that means that's a good band.
That used to not matter at all, but man.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Nowadays?
Yeah.
Yeah, you better be a band I really like if I'm going to go. I always feel bad because sometimes buddies will be like, hey, come see my band. I'm like, well, when are you guys playing? Tuesday night. I'm like, no chance in hell.
No.
Like Thursday, maybe.
I know, dude. I was just telling somebody, I said, this is why they pay us to do this job. They don't pay us because we're that entertaining. They don't pay us because we're hard workers. They pay us because we're willing to get up this early and show up to work. I mean, that has always been the toughest part of this job. It will continue to be the toughest part of the job for me is getting up as early as we do. And you guys get up earlier than I do.
Yeah. I mean, that's typically, if anyone asks, what is the one thing about, you know, if they say, what do you not like about your job? I'm like, honestly, the thing that I'm not going to complain about the little things because who wants to hear that? But the only thing that I genuinely despise is getting up so early.
Yeah.
And otherwise, it's a freaking awesome gig.
And you get up early. I mean, I've
been sleeping in these days, BJ. I'm waking up around 3:10 in the morning.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. Wow. Gone in the days of 2:15.
Slacker.
I know.
Oh, man. And this is one of the reasons why I live as close as I do, even though I could get a lot more house for my money if I moved away. And I thought about it, and the kids are gone. It's like, oh, I'll downsize, and I can get a lot more house for my money somewhere else. But the commute, you just can't beat a 10-minute drive to work.
Yeah.
You know, I just...
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Because I get to sleep. It's, you know, I don't even... That's the idea. It's like, if I lived, like, you know, 10 minutes more away, that's 10 minutes less sleep. And 10 minutes is a lot to a person that has to get up early.
Every minute it helps.
Yeah, it really does. Hey, Steve, good news. Netflix just released the trailer for their Motley Crue movie, The Dirt.
Yeah.
That's going to be something.
Could have happened to anybody, but it didn't. It happened to us.
Oh, my God, those are my pants.
But they look so much better on me.
We got a runaway, a kid drummer, an old man.
Let's just play it.
Cover band singer.
They say you're gonna be a rock star.
What do you think?
If we want to knock people on their asses, then we've got to give them a show. I'm talking like a stadium show in the clubs. The fans, they're dying for some anarchy. So let's give it to them.
I had managed the Scorpions, Bon Jovi, Skid Row, Kiss.
but I have never been through what Motley Crue put me through.
Wow. I feel bad for Mick Mars. They have all this, like, the runaway. Obviously, Nikki ran away from Seattle to go to L.A. to become a rock star, which is a cool story in itself. The kid drummer, Tommy Lee, the singer of a cover band. That's okay, whatever. Vince. And the old guy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man.
Really?
Dude, I think I'm going to enjoy it, but I don't think I'm going to enjoy it in the way that I enjoyed the book, The Dirt. Yeah. The Dirt is, I think, impossible to turn into a movie without it being probably rated NC-17.
Because
I mean, the stuff they did, it's a story of four of the worst human beings that get together and become this insanely popular rock band. I mean, they are the lowest of the low at times. When the stories that you read, are you just like, are you serious? And if you've never read The Dirt, even if you're not a Motley Crue fan, you should read it because it's just, it's over the top insane what these guys did.
I'm looking forward to see what they do, if they can actually go, like you said, where they shouldn't be able to go. I mean, Netflix, it's a pay service.
I don't see them going too dark, though.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see what they leave in and what they leave out. And you're a good person, because you're going to watch this.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited to see it. I'll watch it as soon as it comes out. And I know I'm probably going to like it just because it's a story about a band that I love.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be fun to see them recreate some of the stuff. But I'm not walking into it expecting it's going to be as awesome as the book. I think it'll be better than the VH1 movie about Def Leppard, which isn't really hard to pull off because that was awful. But like Danny and I were talking during the break, it does have this vibe of being very Bohemian Rhapsody in that it's going to be a watered down story of this band. Not in a bad way, because I watched Bohemian Rhapsody this weekend.
Oh, you did?
I genuinely loved it. My wife loved it, too. We didn't fall asleep on it. That's a good sign.
Yeah, and I've heard that, like, the watered-down story, and it's like, I mean, what do they want? I mean,
you're not going to get dark.
They're going to show you the inspiring parts of anything, if that's what they want the movie to be. If they want the movie to be inspiring, they're going to focus on the inspiring, and they're going to you could get the idea of the tortured nature of being Freddie Mercury in a time where being gay and openly gay was not a thing.
Right.
I mean, that really... And also, trying to have a life. You know, the guy wanted to find love. The guy went. There may have been darker times that they left out, and maybe he wasn't always a nice guy. I get that, but man, human beings are not always nice. They're not always like, you know, one or the other. They're usually complex.
I think they took a story of a person and turned it into a fun film. I mean, it was a fun watch. And I know someone called it this, and I think they meant it more as an insult, that it was the last 20 minutes was a cosplay concert. But that's like, I love the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like amped up about Queen at the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome. People just, you can't keep anybody happy.
No, I mean,
there's always a miserable human being. I just wish they didn't have as much access to the microphone, if you will, because they never used to. Those miserable human beings used to just grumble in their basement. They never got in front of my face.
So says, I'm an absolute diehard Motley Crue fan. I can't wait for this movie to come out. There's no way they could capture on film, though, what was said in the book, though. Absolute filth. Rock on. Yeah, I mean, they can't even recreate the burrito story where I can't even tell the story.
No, you can't. Yeah,
but if you know the story, you know the story.
It's a pretty great story.
It is an incredible story.
Wow.
It makes you never want to eat a burrito around Motley Crue, though.
Kinda.
Someone says, I hate Motley Crue, but The Dirt, an amazing read. And someone says, though, have you seen Black Mirror? They can go dark.
I was going to say, Netflix does go pretty dark, even like with 13 Reasons Why and stuff like that. There's some graphic stuff in there. And it's like,
if
they're going to go dark, they're going to go dark.
I hope they do then.
Because
I think that would really do a service to the book, The Dirt, being turned into this movie.
Yeah, I think they can hint at certain things. They may not show it graphically, but I wouldn't be surprised if they hint at it. At least that way you can connect the dots.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, because the texture is right. Black Mirror, the first episode of Black Mirror, you go, holy crap, what kind of show is this?
But even with like 13 Reasons Why, they don't hint at it. They show stuff happening.
Yeah.
It's like it's intense. Like it's to the point of where you feel like sad afterwards. And it's going to be interesting with Motley Crue, because I feel like any music biopic, that's the problem, is they don't go that dark.
Yep.
I think it's more of the genre of the movie, not necessarily Netflix.
I don't think it's Netflix's fault if they don't go dark. It's whoever made the movie, because I know they've been working on this movie for, it feels like, a decade. They've been talking about turning this into a movie. I just, the trailer doesn't make me feel like they're going to go down that dark dark road, although it would be awesome if they do, because then the trailer does not give you an idea of anything that's going on in this film.
That would be the first time a trailer was actually taking down the wrong direction.
Somebody was cracking me up though. I go on YouTube and I'm reading comments because I like seeing how miserable people can be, and there's people just bitching about the dumbest stuff. My gosh, you're using an amp that wasn't even created at the time when they were a band. I can't believe that whoever was doing this needs to really do their research. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh dude, they're everywhere. Those nitpickers are everywhere.
I know, but it's like, just okay, crazy. Look, like, obviously they're not trying to impress the nitpick guitar nerd. They're just trying to make a fun movie about Motley Crue, man. Let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Oh, I just read something where people think they know everything, and then they just, and so, you know, they on the show that I watched, they were like, oh, they gave a serial number to the ship, and here's why. It's a big conspiracy theory. And it's like, no, the serial number is 1031 because the producer likes Halloween. That's why he used that as the serial number.
Oh, really?
It's 1031.
That's funny.
And it's like, everybody else had their own reasons and their own, I don't like this, and this should be this way. And blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, he likes Halloween. That's why he gave that the serial number. It's like, oh, you know, it's like, people just shut up.
I mean, it's such a risk whenever you do a movie about someone that's an actual real life story, and it's stuff that people are knowledgeable about. I mean, imagine Queen. There was people probably nitpicking, like, that wasn't the type of microphone that Freddie Mercury
used. Yeah.
Like, I'm seeing it now with the Fighting With My Family, which is that movie about Paige, the WWE wrestler, and it's about her life story, which The Rock produced the film and, you know, heard about her story about her and her brother trying to break into the business and thought it would be a really cool movie. And now there are people like, she wasn't wearing that kind of attire when that scene happened in real life. And I'm like, oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's not what the movie's about. You're not supposed to pay attention to that.
But people do.
You're supposed to pay attention to the story, you scientific computer idiot. Anybody can spit out data. Great. Can you be empathetic with humans and actually watch a movie for what it's meant to be? God, those people irritate me. And
it's
I call them out. I go, you know what? I never asked for an encyclopedia. Shut up. It's more and more. I think we have to do that more and more to the super bright people. Go, you know what? I've got the internet. I don't need you. Shut up.
Stop being so bright.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need you to.
Stupid like us.
You don't got to tell me stuff. Danny, I got the internet.
Danny, did you like Bohemian Rhapsody? Because you said you watched it on the plane.
I did.
Oh, right, yeah.
It was,
it awkward on some of the scenes? Like, sit next to somebody?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't get that. Yeah, it was. I watched it in two parts, actually. And the second part was definitely my favorite part. I was, like, wanting to, like, stomp my feet on the plane, but I figured I might get kicked off for that. But it was definitely, I have more respect for Queen now than I did before, just because I didn't really know them. I didn't grow up with them. Mm-hmm. So now it was like, I wanted to go and, like, buy all their albums after watching it.
Did you watch that concert when it really did happen?
No, I did not.
See, I did as a kid.
Oh, did you? Wow.
I mean, what was it, 85?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I was not very old. I was like 10-ish.
Oh,
when
damn.
I saw it, I remember watching Queen's performance, not thinking anything of it. I wasn't a big Queen fan back then. I just thought, oh, these songs are cool. I can't really remember exactly how I was feeling at that time, but I did not know the gravity behind that performance.
Yeah, neither did I.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know you guys, but I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a certain song at the end of the movie that just brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
And it's a song that never brought tears to my eyes. I never thought of it as anything other than just a fun anthem.
Yeah. For me, it was one of those, like, I didn't see, obviously, it was the year before I was born. I went back and watched it on YouTube, like, the actual performance of it. And I see so much of, like, Freddie Mercury and, like, Billy Joe Armstrong. And, like, I see where they get there, like, how to control the crowd.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, he had so much influence on everyone that I listen to that it's like, I have so much more respect for Queen.
I mean, you look at the Foo Fighters, they'll be the first to say that Queen's, like, one of the biggest inspirations, especially the drummer. But, I mean, just in general.
Yeah. That's why I love the movie, because you get to see, you know, here's a guy who was a star and really changed the way music was being done, and you get to see, like, what he was going through in his life. You guys weren't alive, but you were, Steve, but I mean, especially when Queen started out, nobody knew the guy was gay. If they did, I don't think people would have actually been big fans, because I know a lot of my friends, when I was growing up and they bought the Queen albums, I had no clue, no idea that Freddie Mercury was gay, because if we did, I tell you this, I know that my friends would not have listened, because that was just the culture at the time. So so for Freddie to have to live life and if you really live this lie, that would make anybody miserable as anybody who knows that, you know, just you being you is not accepted. Anybody that's gone through that in their life knows the struggle and knows the torture, which is why it's such a great movie for that reason.
I didn't even know that he was married at one point, too.
Yeah, I didn't know that
either.
None
of that stuff. They did a good job. I don't think they glamorized who Freddie Mercury was. They showed him as being a very unlikable person at times as well.
Yeah. And
it's a cool story.
And if you paid attention, you see why. And that's why I bring the culturals. I really bring, at that point in history, being gay was not a cool thing for anybody. And for Freddie to still somehow make his way and make the music and do what he did and change the culture of, I mean, it's a great story, which is why who cares what the amp looks like? I mean, seriously.
I know.
You're That's a friggin' so idiot.
Isn't that funny?
You're a friggin' moron.
There's so much going on, but he wasn't wearing the right guitar strap that he wore at Live Aid. Somebody texted, I was at Live Aid. I left after Queen performed. Wow.
Yeah, just something.
That must have been insane to be at that show.
And like Danny, but for different reasons, Steve, I had no appreciation for Queen at all. I wasn't a big fan, you know, when I was growing up and they were in my time. Like, I should have been a big fan, but I was like, eh.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, wow. You know, it's just like, it's like anything. As I get older, I really appreciate what that band is, as opposed to when I was younger, I just didn't care.
How many people went onto whatever it is that you have for your phone, if you have a streaming service, and instantly looked up Queen albums to listen to? I know I did.
Yep.
I was like, oh yeah, I never really gave this band much other than the hits and a couple of songs. I was never a big Queen fan.
Yeah.
Kind of want to now see them with Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
With at the Tacoma Dome. In like a month or so, I think they're here.
How cool is that?
End of March, I believe.
And he gets nothing but rave reviews, Adam Lambert.
Oh, yeah. That dude, I mean, talk about a great front man. That's a great person to have. I mean, not, you can't fill in for Freddie Mercury, but you know what I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, he does him justice. All right, here's a question. Why would a man smear peanut butter all over himself and then go into a dog park?
Yeah.
You're going to hear from this guy at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This is 25-year-old dude in Texas. His name is Steven, and like a lot of you, he lost his fantasy football league this year.
Ah.
And, you know, a lot of folks, they've got, like, you know, goofy trophies, whatever. If you go to the show, The League, of course, you know, there's the, what, the Sacco Award, I think was what it was.
We have the Golden Truck Nut.
Yeah, I've got that.
Yep, for our morning show fantasy football league that Mike Hawk from the men's room won.
Yeah, that's right. How about that? He was Mike.
Technically you won it.
I won it. Mike was my coach. I hired him, and you know what? He's a good coach. We gave him a new contract this year.
Oh, nice.
He'll be back next season.
That's awesome.
So this guy...
the Dong Masters are coming back strong.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe we'll have to put the same bet on you to see, like they did for Steven, and see if you, you know, if you don't win, maybe you got to do what Steven did.
What did he do?
Steven had to put on a Speedo.
Oh,
okay. Because
no.
He lost his fantasy football league. He had to put on a Speedo, cover himself in peanut butter, and then hang out in a dog park for 10 minutes.
Yeah, not doing it. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a pass on that one.
It was a flesh-colored Speedo, too, which makes it even creepier.
Oh, that's really creepy. Naked.
Yeah. And then peanut butter's kind of fleshy-colored, too.
Yeah, it is.
That's too creepy,
and
man.
In case you all know, of course, I mean, that's the standing joke is that, you know, hey, put peanut butter in a certain part of your body and have a great time, everybody.
Have you seen what he looks like? It just looks like he's really oiled up.
Yeah, that's not... Oh, and the dogs are just... there he is. His friends, of course...
Is he like a dog offender? Isn't there like some kind of a law against that?
I don't think the dogs are offended at that one, Steve.
No,
I think they're pretty down with the peanut butter.
It's the owners that are probably a little offended.
Dude, I got news for you. If the guy covered himself in M&Ms, I think I'd be over there.
Did you lick it off of him?
Wow.
I love M&Ms that much, all I'm saying.
That escalated.
So his friends, of course, had to film this, right? I mean, you know, it's got to go on the internet. And he talked to a reporter in Dallas about how this whole situation went down.
It was my first year in fantasy football. I would have to lather myself up in peanut butter, wearing nothing but a gold Speedo, and go to a Dallas dog park. My strategy was to do it as fast as possible and hope that not as many people would see me, you know? It took me about 45 seconds to apply it to my whole body. There was a couple walking down the sidewalk, and they both said, "Ew!" And they walked by so fast after that. They were so in shock.
Yeah,
yeah.
A few people walked by were disgusted because they thought he was like some kind of weirdo.
Well, why would they think that?
But then when he told him he lost a bet, they thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Which I would be the same. Like, what's wrong with you, man? I lost a bet. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, that's nice that people can have a sense of humor because, yeah, you know, we used to have a sense of humor. And when we'd see something like this, we go, you're not a weirdo. You lost a bet. So it's nice that at least people go, all right, like, you know, because it is obviously bizarre. You know, there's a guy covered in peanut butter wearing a Speedo letting dogs lick him. It's, you go, okay, what is.
And for those wondering how many jars of peanut butter it takes, apparently he used 3 jars of Jif.
Oh, Jif is so good.
Jif's a sponsor.
Nah, probably not.
Yeah. And I guess the guys in this league said, hey, you could pay an extra $250 or do that. And he decided, you know what, I'm not paying the extra $250. He could have bought out of the bet.
For $250.
For $250.
Oh, yeah, I'm paying the $250.
I would debate that.
It's only 10 minutes.
And I'm taking those 3 jars of Jif and eating them myself. I mean, seriously, $250 and I get to eat the Jif myself?
Yeah, right. I'm with you, too. I might, if I had to do it and I agreed to it, I would just find a dog park as far away from where I am. So I'd go, like, to Bellingham. And do it there.
No, you got to come to Mercer Island, man.
No,
a
it's
nice
too
dog
close.
Park. It's
I know.
A good dog park, though, for eating peanut butter off of the having dogs. Yeah, it's,
unless I knew you were walking around, then I'd follow you around. Like, BJ, it's me.
Oh, I'd love to have you around.
Just hang out with
oh,
me?
Oh, dude, you'd be all, yeah, I wouldn't bother me at all.
Damn,
I'd be laughing.
Backfire.
Yeah, I'd laugh my ass off going.
That's why you hug him.
Oh.
No, you don't hug me covered in peanut butter. No.
Yeah, you can be peanut butter bros.
Let's see, Vicky.
Yeah.
Why is Vicky got to do this?
This kind of happened, though, with when I was getting my tattoo with Tony Mitchell. He was telling me, because he does crazy fantasy football bets, where like he had to go dressed up in diapers and clown shoes and the Tacoma Mall one year.
Oh, man.
But him and his buddy finally had, like, they toned it down this year because they're just like, we're getting a little too extreme.
Exactly.
So I think this year the bet was, and he won, so he doesn't have to do it, but you have to go buy a ring and give it to that guy, and whenever you see him, you have to kiss the ring. You have to get on your knees and kiss the ring.
Oh, I like that deal.
Which is pretty funny.
Yeah. That's, yeah, it's very Godfather. I love that.
But imagine that, like, everywhere you go, you show up, and it's like, all right.
Okay. Oh, there you go. On the day we're at the Tacoma Mall, kiss the ring. I love this. I love that. That's fantastic. Well, you know what, man? This is an age-old thing in our lives, right? You lose a bet, and you got to make a fool of yourself. I mean, it happens all the time. I know one time I had to go on a television show, and I had to wear a Pittsburgh Steelers jersey because I lost a bet.
I remember that.
That sucked. It really, really did.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So this guy, I mean, look at it. Man, me having to wear a Steelers jersey, I think I got out easy compared to this guy who lost.
I'd rather wear peanut butter.
Yeah, you'd rather have peanut butter all over you? So based on this, we wanted to finish this sentence. I lost a bet, and I had to do blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I lost a bet, so I had to do blank. We'll take your calls, your texts, after Rage on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So there's a 25-year-old dude in Texas. His name is Steven, and he lost a fantasy football league bet this year. He actually had a bet. If he came in last place, guess what he'd have to do? Put on a Speedo, cover himself in peanut butter, and then go get licked at a dog park by dogs. Yeah. Just a fun day. just a fun afternoon right there.
Giant pass on that one.
Yeah, so we want you to finish this sentence. I lost a bet, and I had to do blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
One texter says, I lost a bet, and now I have to listen to you guys.
Aww.
That's the worst bet ever.
Well, what do you think, texter? Hope you're liking it.
I think they still feel like they lost that bet.
Yeah, they did.
Someone says, I lost in fantasy football. I had to stand on a street corner wearing a dress, holding up a sign that said, I suck at fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
I think he showed me a picture of the guy who was eating at a restaurant in a booth, and he had to sit across from a blow-up doll.
Really?
And it said, luckily, he was smart. He put up a piece of paper taped to the table that said, I suck at fantasy football.
Yeah.
Because I would think...
Oh.
Otherwise, how do you get away with that?
Yeah, and even still, I don't know how you get away with that. I think
you could have at least put a blouse on her.
Yeah, exactly.
She's naked. What the heck?
Yeah, you got to put something on her. I think that, you know, because obviously you'd know she's a blow-up doll just by her facial expression. But to have her naked like that, I think, I'm surprised the restaurant was like, dude, you can't stay here.
Yeah, what restaurant is that? I want to eat there because they seriously don't care.
Yeah, they really don't.
Andy got her a meal. She has a plate.
Oh, got her the full meal deal. Well, you know, dude, later on.
And a drink.
On,
it looks like maybe some champagne.
You got to treat her right, dude, or later on, you know, you're going to get nothing.
Like wine
or
diner. Wine and a Caesar salad.
Yeah. Well, she's a light eater.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Cheap date.
You know these blow-up dolls. They always say they don't eat a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, salad. It's like, oh, here we go again. Blow-up doll.
Maybe she's just spending her calories on the wine. Yeah.
Good
See,
point.
That's what, you know, some people have to make those decisions.
Someone said they lost their bet. And they had to pierce their scrotum
in Korea back in 1996.
Oh, jeez. No, thank you.
Nope. Yep, pass on that one, too.
Yeah, you know, I'm not that guy. I don't make bets where I got to do stuff like that because I don't want to do it. A Pittsburgh Steelers jersey, having to wear that on television is the worst thing that I would want to do, and that's about it.
See, mine are always based on the podcast I go on, my buddy's wrestling podcast, Jobbing Out. Whenever we do picks for the pay-per-views or the network specials, we do all these bets. And one of the ones was I had to sing a Madonna song. Well, I try and have some fun with it. If I'm going to do these things, I want to own it.
Yeah.
So we had Superfecta join us in the Migs cast, and we covered Like a Prayer. And that went over pretty well.
That actually is pretty funny.
Then the time I had to put on makeup, and it was because of Alexa Bliss's makeup, the wrestler.
Yeah.
And she retweeted it, so that pissed them off. It's like whenever I do these bets, it's supposed to punish me. The wrestlers that we're basing it off of give me attention for it, and that just pisses off the guys on Jobbing Out.
And Alexa Bliss was so stoked because when she came here for the interview, she didn't know that you were the guy that did that.
Until I showed her the picture.
And then she's like, that was you! And she was so happy. She was like, dude, you rocked my look well.
Oh, yeah. And by well, it was disgusting.
It is. You know, getting to meet Alexa Bliss for, you know, in person and seeing what you did, I was like, oh my God, this is like, you know, the before and after picture.
The one we're in right now, I don't know if I won or lost it until their new episode comes up, but is the loser has to wear it, because wrestlers like to wear fanny packs. That's what they do, because a lot of times they don't have pockets.
No.
So when they're selling merch, that's the way to keep money in there and do whatever. So the bet is whoever loses has to wear a fanny pack for 2 weeks.
Hmm. Well, losing for you?
But the other people pick the fanny pack, so you have to order the fanny pack.
Still though, no matter what the fanny pack is, you love fanny packs.
I do.
Yeah.
So I'm not too opposed to that.
That's not a bad deal.
I'm not worried about that one.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish the sentence. I lost a bet and I had to do blank.
The only time that we really got super competitive in when I was a teen or anything was playing Magic the Gathering.
Uh-huh.
Because that was really like at the tournaments, that would be the big, I don't know, machismo for my teen years.
Yeah.
My
son and his friends. Yeah. There was a lot of muscle flexing, a lot of chirping going on. Yep.
Exactly. And so the only time that it really came to fruition for a bet was one of the guys was really good, and he told the kid that he was playing, he's like, I will eat this magic card, and he pulled out like a $20 or $30 rare, so it was still worth a bit of money.
Wow.
He's like, I will eat this if you beat me. Of course, the little kid beat the guy.
Yeah, he did.
And he had to eat the magic card, chew it up, and he swallowed front of everyone in the game store.
Whoa.
It was kind of gnarly.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah, it was not a good thing. He had to go out and wash out his mouth, spit it all out, and just, he regretted it.
That still tastes better than Tempa.
Yeah.
All day.
Since you brought up Magic, I just got to give a shout out just because I read another article, Sports Illustrated, by Kyle Bodie, who we know from the local Magic scene. But he started a baseball company, and they did a great article on this pitcher, Trevor Bauer, and how he's learning how to be a great pitcher. And it's because of this drive line that Kyle runs, and a lot of major league players go to him. And he's a local dude that came up with his own mechanic, his way to say that if you want to pitch, you can pitch even if you don't look like an athlete. And if you look at Trevor Bauer, the dude's got a dad bod. He says he can't lose fat, yet he's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Dude, there is a chance. Yeah, and that's what Kyle Bodie says. And it's so cool to see a local dude actually like be a megastar. Somebody tried to hire him. Like one of the baseball teams said, Kyle, can we just hire you and you'll be like on our team as a coach? And Kyle's like, I got my own business. Doing pretty well. No, thank you.
One person says, my husband and his friend made a bet over who could finish a rock climb first. Whoever won got to pick the nickname the other person called them for 2 weeks. 3 years later, our friend still calls my husband Daddy.
Nice.
What's up, Daddy?
Hey, Daddy. Wow, that's not creepy. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I lost a bet
and I had to do blank.
Mine was the only time I've ever bet was when I was in elementary school, and I didn't watch football at all, but all of my friends were Green Bay Packers fans. Well, they went to the Super Bowl, and they were playing the Broncos, and my family is all Broncos fans, so I decided that I was going to make a bet with all my family. Yeah, the Broncos are going to lose, the Packers are going to win. I even went and bought a Brett Favre jersey. I was like, I got super into it. Well, the Broncos completely decimated the Green Bay Packers.
Oh,
and I had to pay over like $50 to different members of my family. And after that, I swore off football. I was like, I'm never watching football again. I hate it. I burned my Brett Favre jersey in the backyard until I moved to Seattle. And then I was like, okay, I guess I'll watch football.
Seahawks are pretty cool.
Yeah, Seahawks are pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, I guess I'll get back.
But man,
spending $50 is bad. You didn't have to put peanut butter over your body.
Yeah. True, but I was like 10. So I had to borrow the money from my mom.
Poor financial decisions.
I know.
Yeah, $50 to a 10-year-old is pretty ridiculous, though. You're like, really?
Who's going to keep make a 10-year-old pay up $50?
Danny's family?
Oh, my entire family.
Wow, what a bunch of cheap bastards.
Yep.
10 years old? I don't know if I would tell somebody, hey, you still need to give me that $50.
I feel like here's what I do, though.
Is it a life lesson?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As the uncle,
don't make stupid
that's
bets,
a life
kid.
Lesson. Is if I'm the uncle or the cousin who's older, it's also a way for me to get 50 bone.
Yeah. You know, I'd probably mind that.
I don't know. I'd feel weird taking $50 from a 10-year-old.
Well, it was like, to be fair, it was like.
Oh, good for you, Steve.
I have morals.
That's his lie.
No, but to be fair, it was like $5 to a cousin, $10 to my uncle. You know what I mean?
This was a shakedown, man.
It was. They all knew that I was going to lose terribly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even then, that makes me feel like it's even worse. $50, you're like, that's a good chunk of change. I don't want to pass up on that. But $5, just taking $5 from a 10-year-old?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
I couldn't do it.
Man, I hated
but
football.
But that's what you get. You know what?
I mean, and your family clearly hated you.
That's true.
To take that money from a poor 10-year-old.
They weren't Seahawks fans. That was the problem.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what happens. You know, you got that one family member that wants to go against the team. Like, everybody's on board. We're all Broncos fans. We're all doing what we're doing.
Right.
Then there's that one wise-ass family member named Danny.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Buys the jersey.
Yeah. So bet your ass, Steve, after all that said and done, you're taking $5 from that little bastard. You are. You're like, oh, you know what? I'm teaching you right now, you little 10-year-old weasel.
This little son of a bitch.
Exactly. I mean, that would be the attitude. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Justin in Puyallup, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Justin. Welcome to the show. How about you? You lost a bet. What happened?
No, I actually lost a bet, but it was intentional. So a couple years ago, my son and I were going to the gym. He was a junior in high school, and they have a thing called a Jacob's Ladder. So it's like it's an angled perpetual ladder. It'll wear you out. So we made the bet, and I said, he's like, oh, you can't do it. I was like, I can do this. He's like, no, you can't. I said, look, let's see who can go to 10,000 feet climbing the quickest. He's like, game on. I was like, all right, you go first. I'm going to stretch. So he's going, and he's got sweat pouring down, and he's grunting and groaning, and he made 10,000. And then he gets off, and he's like, your turn, old man. And I got on and went like 20 feet. I got off. I was like, you win.
I had to buy him
lunch for a week, but it was well worth it to watch him wear himself out.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's like if he did, at some point he had to go, oh, you never ever had a shot at beating me. You're just messing with me, just making me work hard. I love that.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Justin, thanks for the call. That's worth lunch for a week.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Just to watch you could do that. We got a tweet from our friend Ellen from Q13 Fox.
Oh, hello, Ellen.
She said, I had to put my face underneath the butter machine at a movie theater.
Oh,
nice.
Is that losing or winning the bet? I'm not understanding.
You need some popcorn to go with all that butter, man.
That butter is fantastic.
Yeah.
Face under, like, is she getting like a full-on mask or is she eating it?
Dude, I would do that at the Krispy Kreme factory. I put my face on. You know how you see how they make them when that wall of glaze comes down? I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yo, there's movies that do that.
If you want. Why do you got to make it like that? Okay. Why do you have to go down a road where
it's a Krispy Kreme movie?
It's a documentary about
blazing people's faces.
Yeah, is that going to be in the Motley Crue movie when they Krispy Kreme the burrito? Is that what you're telling me? Okay, great. That's lovely. All right. You know what? On that note, how would you like some free financial advice? Not from us. We're idiots. But you know what? We have a financial advisor here at KISW, our buddy Todd Peach from BECU. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take your calls. Take your text at 747 on the Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports in one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.